what's next for this? I understand a Senate committee has passed something similar but not identical. Where do we go from here?
Well, the Senate, the full Senate, will have to pass whatever they're going to pass. We will then have to meet in conference and try to work out differences and send something to the president. So it's still a long uphill slog.
You talked on the floor about the message this ought to send to Iraqi leadership. What is that message?
The message ought to be that they need to understand that the Congress recognizes that the American military does not have the power to make Iraqi politicians behave like civilized adults. Only the Iraqis can reach a political settlement with each other. And General Petraeus needs to use Congress as a bad cop in order to send a message to the Iraqis that if they don't shape up, that we're going to leave them to their own tender mercies.
It calls for a pullout date of August of 2008. There were the liberal wing, or the more vehemently anti-war wing of your caucus, wanted a quicker withdrawal. Why August 2008? How did that arrive at?
Take a look at the votes. I mean, when the war was authorized 4 years ago, we only had 133 people voting against it. We needed 218 votes, which is a majority, in order to turn it around. We got exactly 218 votes for this today. How much more thinly do they think we could have cut it?
And finally, the president, of course, has indicated that if this gets through the Senate and reaches his desk, he's going to veto it. But despite that, I guess you're saying the message will have been sent to Iraqi leadership, regardless of how the president treats this.
I think so, and the president needs to understand, just like the Iraqis need to understand, that the day of a rubber-stamp Congress on Iraq is over. We are now exercising our constitutional responsibilities to provide checks and balances, and he needs to recognize that he is president, he's not king.
Congressman Obie, thank you for returning the call.
You bet.
Good afternoon.